This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And if you missed it on Friday, we just posted part one of a 10-part series at michaelmedved.substack.com. Myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East. Part one of 10 has to do with the most common charge against Israel by people who are bitterly opposed to the Jewish state, that Israel only exists because Zionist settlers drove Palestinians from their ancient homeland. Is any part of that true? Check it out at michaelmedved.substack.com. We now have the opportunity of welcoming somebody on to our show who I've long respected. He is one. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the next hour. So, yes, we have a congressman coming on and joining us later in the show. But the idea, a subscriber to our new Substack newsletter is open to everybody and would strongly encourage it. We were talking earlier this hour about the rise in anti-Semitism, and it's a rise that is based upon allegedly the genocidal policy of the Israeli government. And right now, the Israeli leadership has been very clear. And the question that I would put to people is that if you have an alternative idea of how Israel should respond to the people in Hamas who are very insistent on continuing their battle against Israel. In other words, when people are demanding a ceasefire, they're demanding a ceasefire from Israel. Have you seen any mention anywhere that Hamas is willing to negotiate a ceasefire other than a temporary ceasefire where they traded on a 3-to-1 basis convicted terrorists and criminals who were in Israeli prisons for some of the very unfortunate hostages who were taken by Hamas? And there's a piece, and it's a very provocative piece of the Bulwark by Gabriel Schoenfeld, who says the headline is Hamas, Israel, and the Responsibility for Civilian Suffering and Deaths. And he makes a similar point to the point that we just shared from Lance Morrow, which is that the United States didn't begin World War II or our involvement in World War II. And no, we didn't bomb Yokohama. It was the Japanese who bombed Hawaii, who bombed Pearl Harbor. And the Japanese faced the consequences. And by the same token, Israel did nothing to invade or to interfere with any of the living space or territory controlled by Hamas. It is, rather, Hamas that has been dedicated since its charter to the destruction of Israel. And not arguing over border lines, the total destruction of Israel, because they believe Israel is not a valid country. And never mind, writes Gabriel Schoenfeld in his piece about who is responsible for civilian casualties, never mind as well that in the face of Israel's restraint, Hamas remains literally and utterly recalcitrant. It is determined to repeat its lawless behavior. Its spokesman says, "We will repeat the October 7th massacre again and again until Israel is destroyed. We are a nation of martyrs and are proud of it. We will sacrifice as many Palestinian lives as it takes." Against an enemy, writes Gabriel Schoenfeld, that makes such pledges, as an enemy that fires rockets indiscriminately at civilian targets, that takes infants and children hostage, that tortures civilians and then executes them, that deliberately places Palestinian civilians at risk of death, Israel is entitled, he writes, to defend itself. And that's what he is talking about. It's also what Pramila Jayapal was talking about. She's another member of Congress, a Democrat, represents Seattle. And she ignited a firestorm of outrage after downplaying all of the reports that are coming out now from the Hamas hostages that the women, and they've released only women so far, were brutally raped and frequently forced into the most painful and hideous abuse. Pramila Jayapal, Congresswoman, who was on with Dana Bash on CNN, listen.
I've seen a lot of progressive women, generally speaking, that are quick to defend women's rights and speak out against using rape as a weapon of war. But downright silent on what we saw on October 7th and what might be happening inside Gaza right now to these hostages. Why is that?
I don't know that that's true. I think we always talk about the impact of war on women in particular. I've condemned what Hamas has done. I've condemned all of the actions. Absolutely. The rape, of course. But I think we have to remember that Israel is a democracy. That is why they are a strong ally of ours. And if they do not comply with international humanitarian law, they are bringing themselves to a place that makes it much more difficult strategically for them to be able to build the kinds of allies to keep public opinion with them. Morally, I think we cannot say that one war crime deserves another. That is not what international humanitarian law says.
Okay, with respect, I was just asking about the women, and you turned it back to Israel.
And then Bash continues to argue with Jayapal. Listen.
I'm asking you about Hamas, in fact.
I already answered your question, Dana. I said it's horrific, and I think that rape is horrific, sexual assault is horrific. I think that it happens in war situations. Terrorist organizations like Hamas obviously are using these as tools. Mm-hmm. However, I think we have to be balanced about bringing in the outrages against Palestinians. Yeah. 15,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes, three-quarters of whom are women and children.
And it's horrible, but you don't see Israeli soldiers raping
Well, Dana, I think we're not, I don't want this to be the hierarchy of oppressions.
Okay, the idea that you can't simply come out and say there is no excuse, there is no justification that committing rape, burning people alive, chopping people's heads off, blowing people's arms off. I know one of the hostages that a number of families in Israel are very eager to get out. It's a young man who appears to have survived because in the initial attack they blew off his arm with a grenade. All of this deserves close attention, it seems to me. When we get back, a little bit of attention to the direction of the campaign and to President Trump's busy, busy weekend. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
You can't handle the truth.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Latest from the Middle East, the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, have released information that operations in Gaza have now hit more than 200 Hamas terrorist targets. They have been hit and obliterated. The troops struck terrorist infrastructure located inside a school, where they found two tunnel shafts, including a booby-trapped tunnel shaft, explosives, and additional weapons. Meanwhile, an IAF, Israeli Air Force, aircraft struck vehicles containing missiles, mortar shells, and weapons, thwarting an imminent attack against IDF soldiers. And the Israeli Navy struck the Hamas naval observation posts and terrorist infrastructure at the Gaza harbor. Meanwhile, closer to home, because this is our military, a U.S. Navy warship intervened after three commercial ships came under attack from drones and missiles in a Red Sea assault claimed by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This occurred yesterday. And this was announced by American military officials. The Houthi rebels said the attacks that United States Central Command, CENTCOM, believes were fully enabled by Iran were in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Now again, right now you're talking about the Houthis, who are rebels in Yemen, who aren't even adjacent in any way to the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli officials, though, have previously reported intercepting missiles fired by the group from Yemen on several occasions since the war began in October. A CENTCOM statement released indicated that three vessels that were targeted were the Bahamas-flagged, UK-owned Unity Explorer, the number 9, a Panamanian-flagged container ship, and Sophie 2, another Panama-registered vessel. These three vessels are connected to 14 separate nations, CENTCOM said. It said the USS Kearney, a Navy destroyer that's been patrolling in the region, responded to the vessel's distress calls and intercepted and shot down three drones in the southern Red Sea, a major shipping lane that runs between Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. In fact, when you talk about going through the Red Sea, 10% of the world's traffic in shipping goes through there. It's a very major shipping lane that runs between Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. In one of the incidents, the Kearney engaged and shot down a drone launched from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen headed toward the warship, though CENTCOM notes it's not clear whether the Kearney was the actual target of the drones. There was no damage to the U.S. vessel or injuries to personnel. However, this is now over 70 attacks on United States Navy ships in the region. And what happens next? Who knows? Meanwhile, there is this about why it is that Hamas may be so reluctant to turn women over who they have been holding hostage. In other words, right now, all of the people that Hamas has released have been either women or children, and very young children. I mean, as young as 9. And then some of the hostages, the very youngest hostages, one who was 10 months old, was admitted to be dead. I don't think they've gotten the body yet, the little body. But State Department spokesman Matthew Miller suggested one of the reasons that Hamas does not want to turn over other women hostages. This is clip 11.
We've obviously seen the reports that Hamas has committed sexual violence. They've committed rape. We have no reason at all to doubt those reports. When you look at all the atrocities that Hamas carried out on October 7th and the atrocities that they have carried out since, the fact that they continue to hold women hostages, the fact that they continue to hold children hostages, the fact that it seems one of the reasons they don't want to turn women over that they've been holding hostage, and the reason this pause fell apart is they don't want those women to be able to talk about what happened to them during their time in custody. Certainly, there is very little that I would put beyond Hamas when it comes to its treatment of civilians, and particularly its treatment of women.
It's chilling and horrible to think about. Meanwhile, on a brighter note, two of the three leading Republicans contesting the presidential nomination were in Iowa over the weekend and held dueling rallies. Here is Trump in Ankeny, Iowa, speaking about Nikki Haley, who's the third party who is competing seriously for the presidency. Trump on Haley, clip 8.
And we just had a poll, 22% and 25%. We had another poll that was really incredible. We had a poll that came out today where we're at 69, and DeSanctimonious is at 9, and Nikki Haley is at Bird Brain is at 7, and the rest of them are in the like at 1 and 2 and a couple of at 0. At some point the zeros are going to get out. The 1 and 2 still have potential, right? A lot of potential.
Okay, and then President Trump had some words directed at Governor DeSantis, same locale in Iowa. Clip 10.
But there's a group of people that have done great damage to our country, and we have to win. This is the most important. We have to win. We have to get out, and we have to initially caucus. I think we're in good shape with the DeSanctimonious. He seems to be dropping like a very, very sick bird into the ground, slowly into the ground. I took it personally because I got him elected. He was dead as a doornail. You know, now he likes to say, well, I'm not sure if it was that. Let me tell you, he was down by like 40 points. The nomination process was moving along rapidly. He had the primary. He had no chance.
Okay, and he's talking about when he was first running for governor, which was in 2018. And the idea of President Trump being entirely responsible for the success of Ron DeSantis, really? We will get to more about the long shot path for Nikki Haley.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update, I'm Tim Berg. The war between Israel and Hamas is in its 59th day. The Israeli military saying they're expanding their ground assault to all of the Gaza Strip. This as some residents in the region say there's nowhere safe to go as the fighting starts to spread to the southern part of the region. Customs and Border Protection announced that they're temporarily closing the Lukeville, Arizona port of entry on the U.S.-Mexico border as the continued surge of illegal immigrants in the United States continues. Arizona Democratic Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema both speaking out against the move, along with Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, saying this is unacceptable and just creates extra burden on CBP at other border enforcement areas across the state. USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. How those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. How those happy J-I-N-G-L-E. B-E-L-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Is this used in public schools?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E.
You know, when you initially were saying in my headphones here, Jeremy, this was Frank Sinatra, it was before I heard Old Blue Eyes' distinctive voice, but there it is. But he doesn't spell out J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Meanwhile, spelling things out, there are a couple of pieces that are trying to convince people that this election isn't settled yet. It is not a sure thing that Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee. There are announcements that apparently they're going to vote this week on whether or not the House GOP majority is going to authorize a formal impeachment investigation of President Biden. I've expressed how I feel about it. There is not a chance in the universe that they will have President Biden find two-thirds of the Senate, which the Democrats control. Two-thirds of the Senate is going to vote to remove him from office at this point in the middle of an election season. It's very, very unlikely. But what else is considered to be unlikely is anyone winning other than Donald Trump. But it has become clear And I think on this one, the conventional wisdom is right. The only Republican at this point with a reasonable shot of competing with Donald Trump is Nikki Haley. And in CNN, Harry Enten laid out the long shot path for her potential victory. Long shot, but not impossible. Listen, clip four.
Let's be very real. Donald Trump is well ahead of Nikki Haley at this point, though Nikki Haley does have some momentum. So this is the prior poll. This is the latest poll. Iowa, New Hampshire, national. If we look nationally, look how far Donald Trump was ahead in the last NBC poll. He was up by 45 points. But again, that's smaller than the margin he was in the prior poll when he was up 52 over Nikki Haley. But here's a key nugget to keep in mind. Look at Iowa and New Hampshire. Remember, primaries are sequential contests. So if you look at Iowa, the first in the nation, Donald Trump still has a commanding lead over Nikki Haley there, but it's 27 points compared to 45 nationally. Look in New Hampshire. It was 27. Now it's 22 points. So the idea is you win or you do better in Iowa than expected for Nikki Haley. Then maybe you win in New Hampshire, and then you take off nationally. And there is one historical analogy I would sort of point to. This is the 1984 Democrats. Look, Walter Mondale led at this point. He went on to win the nomination. But it was a much smaller win in a national popular vote than it was at this point. At this point, it was 39 points. He only won it by two. How did Gary Hart do it? He finished stronger in Iowa than expected. You could see Mondale's margin here was smaller than the poll lead at this point, and that catapulted Gary Hart in the state of New Hampshire. He was down by 42 points at this point. He actually won the state by nine. So look,
It's a possibility.
There's a chance.
Yeah. You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
And, yes, a reference to the great movie, art film, Dumb and Dumber. There's another piece along the same lines by Jeff Dufour, who's the editor-in-chief of The Hotline. And Dufour says, ahead of Wednesday's next GOP debate, let's imagine a possible sequence of events in which Nikki Haley, who's currently polling in third place nationally but consolidating second place in New Hampshire and her native South Carolina, while drawing the largest crowds of her campaign, makes a serious charge at the prize. After letting Trump and Ron DeSantis duke it out in Iowa, Haley draws enough support from unaffiliated voters in New Hampshire to take a respectable silver medal. By the way, I think it's conceivable because independents can vote in the Republican primary in New Hampshire. I think it's conceivable that she could win. Much as Bill Clinton, writes Dufour, parlayed his runner-up finish there in New Hampshire in 1992 into a comeback kid narrative, Haley gets a jolt of momentum simply by exceeding expectations. Finishing second in New Hampshire, she takes that momentum to her best possible venue, the Palmetto State, which votes almost exactly a month later. She again comes in second, cementing her status as Trump's chief rival while drawing media attention and new donors. That pattern repeats itself in most states through Super Tuesday as it becomes a two-person race. By April, it's clear she can't overtake Trump's delegate lead, thanks to his core group of ride-or-die fans who give him a 40% floor of support in nearly every state. But she collects enough delegates to justify staying in the race through the convention as a break glass in case of emergency option. Then along comes an emergency. In the form of what? In the form of Trump's conviction on election interference charges in D.C., along with a looming trial in the classified documents case. It dents his numbers across the board, while the Haley camp highlights poll after poll that shows that she'll fare better against President Biden than Trump will. By now, the party faces a choice in Milwaukee. Stick with a felon as their standard bearer, and risk swing voters fleeing, or look to the fresh face and risk an uncontrollable schism in their ranks. They'll likely take the former option as the path of least resistance. But Haley could yet make this interesting. And yes, it's interesting right now. President Trump is not thinking about it because he's thinking about the general election, and he predicted perhaps divine intervention in running that election. This is clip six.
California, which I actually believe that if they didn't have rigged elections out there, if they didn't have all the paper ballots, you know, they send out like 36 million ballots and nobody knows where the hell they're going to or coming from. I think a few people know where they're going to and a few people know where they're coming from. But I think if you had a real election and Jesus came down and God came down and said, I'm going to be the scorekeeper here, I think we'd win there. I think we'd win in Illinois, and I think we'd win in New York, which is all places that, in theory.
Okay, if Jesus came down to run the election, Trump would win in California. He lost by about 4 million votes, and literally. And Illinois and New York, there are stranger things that have happened, not much stranger. There is this, and maybe this is what he's thinking about when he's talking about winning in California, Illinois, and New York. The House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican Louisiana, and the committee chairman made a case to rank-and-file lawmakers on Friday with a vote possible as soon as this week to impose a formal impeachment probe on President Biden. And the House Republicans have spent months trying to tie Biden to his family members' overseas business dealings and gather support for their claims, which he denies that he benefited from those dealings to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. They failed to deliver evidence, says the Wall Street Journal, backing up their most strident claims about the president. We will be right back with more about the ongoing battle.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
Whoops. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved. You is the grooviest.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I hope you will join us for part two of our series. It's a series on podcast. It's me talking to you. And this is a series on myths, misunderstandings, and lies about the Middle East. Part two, which is coming this week, is about that idea that the Holocaust created the state of Israel. That somehow the sympathy, the attempt to find a place for the people who've been dislocated and that somehow survived the death camps, that without the Holocaust there would be no Jewish state of Israel. Is that true? Or is that, well, maybe not quite a lie, but a misunderstanding? We will get to that and to much more. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and join us as a subscriber for our new podcast series and the Substack series and a very regular, more than weekly, newsletter. Okay, speaking of news and breaking news, Ron DeSantis was on Meet the Press, and yes, he faced some of the talk about some of the problems, the challenges he's had with his campaign, and particularly with his super PAC that had been funding a lot of his activities. He completed their 99 counties in the state of Iowa, and he's now visited all 99, which is a real feat. The last person to do that campaigning in the Iowa caucuses was back in 2012 when Rick Santorum stunned the world by winning a very narrow victory in the Iowa caucuses, and he won just barely over Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney went on to win the nomination. But here is DeSantis on Meet the Press saying that regardless of what the polls show, he is determined that he's going to win in Iowa. Listen.
well, we're going to win the caucus. We're doing everything that we need to do it.
But what if you don't, Governor?
Support.
What if
and
you
I've
don't?
Said from the beginning, we're going to win the caucus.
Bottom line is Iowa do or die for you, Governor.
We're going to win Iowa. I think it's going to help propel us to the nomination, but I think we'll have a lot of work that we'll have to do beyond that. I don't think you take anything for granted, and I do recognize that there have been people that have wanted who've not gone on to win the nomination. I think this year's a little bit different. I think the field is narrowed quicker. I think it's going to narrow even more, and ultimately Republican voters are going to have the choice of Donald Trump, which I think would make the election a referendum on him and a lot of the issues that he's dealing with, or me, and that will be a referendum on Biden's failures, on all the issues in the country that are affecting people, and I'll be able to stand for a positive vision going forward. We have a much better chance if we're doing it with me as the candidate. I'd also be able to serve two terms, and I'm more likely to actually get a lot of this stuff done. But those are the choices, realistically, for Republican voters.
The point about two terms is, of course, a very solid point, because if it's Trump or Biden, then both of them are lame ducks. They are not allowed to serve a third term as president. And it's one of those reasons, when you look at the history of American elections and American presidency, second terms are always no exceptions. It goes back to George Washington. It doesn't include Abraham Lincoln for one very simple reason. He didn't have a second term. He was murdered a month after he took the oath of office for his second term that he won, but we didn't, unfortunately, have to see what kind of brilliant leadership he would have provided for the United States if he had lived beyond April of 1865. And if you look at every president, even President Reagan, who was a magnificently successful president, the second term was difficult. And the second term for Donald Trump, a lot of people are focusing on specifically his emphasis on revenge. His emphasis on retribution is the word that he likes to use. And then again, for Joe Biden, the idea that as he advances into the years beyond 81, which is what he would be at the time of the inauguration, if he continues in that regard, no one will, people will be rooting, of course, for any president to survive his term of office, but there would be no idea of a potential second term. What DeSantis is saying, and it's very true for Nikki Haley as well, is they're both easily young enough to campaign and win a second term, which means you're not a lame duck, which means that people who are trying to work with you in Congress or trying to defeat you are going to have to reckon with you hanging around other than just the term to which you have just been elected. Chris Christie, well, it looks less and less like he is going to be a competitive candidate, but he was on CBS the News Face the Nation, and again, following the line that he has emphasized in his campaign recently, which is a line highly critical of Donald Trump. Clip 5.
Look, I can't speak for everyone in my party. I can only speak for myself, Margaret. And anybody who knows me knows I will not be silent. I haven't been silent since the day I got into this race. And in fact, unlike others, you know, Nikki Haley says he was the right president for the right time, and that for some reason, you know, drama and chaos seem to follow him. The reason is that he acts like someone who doesn't care about our democracy. He acts like someone who wants to be a dictator. He acts like someone who doesn't care for the Constitution. In fact, he's even said himself he'd be willing to suspend the Constitution if an election wasn't going in his direction. Margaret, I was the only one on that stage going back to August when we were asked, would you support someone who, you know, was convicted of a felony for President of the United States? Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, they all raised their hand. I did not. And I think I've made it very, very clear how I feel about this. And if folks want to return to some decency and civility, why would you ever vote for Donald Trump?
And along the same line, somebody who isn't running for president and is very unlikely to run for president at least this year, but she has gained a lot of admirers because she has sacrificed her self-interest to her idea of principle, which I think is a respectful idea of principle. And I'm talking about Liz Cheney. She was on CBS. She is promoting her new book, which I'm eager to read. And she talks about the U.S. under threat if the Republicans won this election. Listen, this is clip three.
The Speaker of the House is a collaborator to overthrow the last election.
Absolutely.
What happens if Mike Johnson's the Speaker on the 6th of January, 2025?
He can't be. You know, we're facing a situation with respect to the 2024 election where it's an existential crisis, and we have to ensure that we don't have a situation where an election that might be thrown into the House of Representatives is overseen by a Republican majority.
So you would prefer a Democratic majority?
I believe very strongly in those principles and ideals that have defined the Republican Party. But the Republican Party of today has made a choice, and they haven't chosen the Constitution. And so I do think it presents a threat if the Republicans are in the majority in January 2025.
Okay, what she's talking about is the possibility that one of the third party candidates, maybe it's Joe Manchin, maybe it's Robert Kennedy Jr., wins a few electoral votes. George Wallace won 45 electoral votes. With this election projected to be as close as it is now, if we have a third-party candidate or a fourth-party candidate or candidates who win electoral votes here and there, then it goes very directly to the House of Representatives, where each state gets one vote to determine who the next president is. Liz Cheney knows that's one of the quirks in our electoral system, and maybe we ought to do something about it. Coming up, we'll be talking to Governor John Sununu of New Hampshire about what is going on in the Granite State. It's crucial. We will be speaking with John Yoo, a legal expert, professor of law, about Trump being declared not immune from being sued for January 6th in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to irs.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.